This recording, Australia 24, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Okay, so my name is Daniel, and I'm from Melbourne in the state of Victoria in Australia, which is, you know, in Australia. Anyway, I have to talk about stuff for 2 minutes, so I'm going to talk a little bit about my life. First of all, I'm 19 years old, and it's the year 2010, 2 years before the world is going to end and we're all going to die. Oh my God! We'll start with something that I always find frustrating to think about, which was Australian rules football. When I was in grade 1 and grade 2, I did like the little league stuff, the really basic stuff, which is called Auskick. It's just like training up and teaching the kids the basic skills of football and whatnot. And then in year 4, or grade 4, whatever, I decided to play for my local team, and I got 3 or 4 possessions the entire year. I was a bit shattered at the end of it, but, you know, that's life, and I am really, really bad at football. So I moved on from there, and in case you don't know what a possession is, it's just it's when you possess the ball, like, you know, touch it or kick it or whatever. 4 possessions for an entire year. That's pretty shocking. I moved on from that right after the season ended, I moved on to martial arts, which my cousin invited me to. And I absolutely loved it. And I am now kicking the crap out of everyone that doesn't take my fancy. Well, not really, but you know. I am enjoying it and I love it. Anyway, I've still got a bit more time to talk about stuff, so let's talk about women. Yeah, women. Okay, throughout high school, and Australian high schools are from year 7 to year 12, I don't know about this junior and senior mumbo jumbo, but I had 2. The first one was in year 9, and that went on for about a year, on and off, and by the end of it, I'm like, bugger it. Anyway, I think that's all the time we have. Thank you.